So hello all and welcome. It is I, the realist philosopher, also known as the MG something something something, you know, philosopher. So how y'all doing today? Hope you're all doing good, fine, and well. So firstly, I'm making this video to let you all know about my new channel. It's not really a new channel. I mean, I created it a number of years ago and uploaded some of the first videos I made of using this sword over 20 years ago. Old stuff, poor quality pic and video. Some of it had no sound because at the time I didn't know how to use a webcam. What do you want from me? I'm old. Even then, I wasn't that young a guy. Go back 20 years. So, interesting stuff, though. There's also some newer stuff from about a year ago where I recorded some of my sword work using a Suborito, which is not actually meant to be used for sword practice, but just as a strengthening tool and for warming up, generally speaking. And it's meant to be used two-handed. Even when you use it for that, it's not meant to be used for any continual cutting practice or forms, generally speaking, and it's certainly not meant to be used one-handed. Nobody else in the world can do that other than myself, so it's funny to see some people popping in, making comments when they don't actually know what a Suborito is in many cases, and if they have some vague idea, they've never used one, and don't really seem to understand the significance of being able to do any cutting, let alone proper cutting, with it one-handed.
Oh, it doesn't look as good as I'd like it to look.
Yeah, it's a big boat oar, yo! And it's difficult to use two-handed for most people. I'm using it one-handed. That's the whole point. Imperfection, not perfection. Using something in a way it's not meant to be used for. Something with horrible, atrocious balance that challenges you. And it's not going to look pretty in many cases. And if you can make it look even or be even somewhat correct, let alone perfect, wow. Just being able to use it one-handed, though, is impossible for anybody save myself, which should tell you something about my technique and control. But there's so many people out there that don't understand actual sword work. They're used to the commercialized McDojo, make it look pretty, not practical, not a pragmatic approach, not using the sword in the correct way as it would be used in combat, just flashy, showy crap that isn't actually that difficult to learn or do. Meanwhile, proper cutting technique and proper control and learning to move with uniformity of motion, which in turn allows you to use the sword one-handed because you're using your entire body to control it, not just your arm, and you've mastered total, complete uniformity of motion, which is the only way you can use a Suborito one-handed. That's beyond them. They don't get it. So a lot of people only have what little they've learned, or they've learned something like Aito, which isn't actually the sword. That's just one little snippet. It's taking an aspect of the sword's use and overemphasizing it for commercialization purposes and then presenting it in and of itself as some kind of separate practice when you can't actually separate it out. It's just one little snippet of an entire whole that you're supposed to learn, and it is not by itself the actual practice of the sword. But anyway, so this new channel is going to focus on me giving an introductory lesson to every aspect of the sword's use. Again, introductory. First of all, because mastering the sword is too difficult, too long, too time-consuming. It's very hard. So there's just too much there. So I can only give you, if all you want is an introduction. This is me doing this for free, y'all, because I want to give something back to those out there who have helped me, and I also want to offer something that will actually be useful and helpful to men, a discipline that they can practice for a lifetime. So, and the only way I can do it is really by offering an introductory lesson with as much specificity and detail as I can possibly give you, and then you're going to have to go from there. The only way to get a higher quality and expedite and improve the speed and efficiency at which you learn would be to take actual lessons with me, be it in person or online. And yes, this is something you can teach and learn online. But barring that, you're going to have to settle for this. It's the best I can actually do. I mean, if we're talking about, I can't just, that would be a, no. Like, the amount of time, it would just be endless time. If we were taught, I mean, in depth, and it's just like in-person lessons. You can't do it with just generalized lesson that is for everyone without that personal interaction. This is the best I could do, essentially, given the medium that we're talking about. So I'm going to release at regular intervals introductory lessons that are step-by-step-by-step. And this is actually quite in-depth. And given this, and you put in the time and the effort, the focus, do what you're told in the video, and with time, the rest you're going to have to puzzle out yourself, and that in and of itself will lead to a deeper and more meaningful understanding to where you can eventually master the weapon yourself, and in turn master self. So really, in and of itself, just posting these intro lessons is going to be a lot of time, a lot of work, but I'm happy to do it. The link to the new channel, which is simply, because yes, I'm going to make it simple, named A_Swordsman, is in the description. I just posted the first lesson, which doesn't even involve, require, or have you using a sword at all. Go to the channel, check that out. You might enjoy it. You don't need a sword. You don't need a wooden sword. Don't need a boken. So, boom! There you go. And again, at regular intervals, I will post various videos with either lessons or deeper explanations of certain aspects of the sword's use. Especially the mental aspects that I may not be able to cover more in depth when showing you the physical aspects. So it's a good channel if you want to learn about the sword, you want to learn to use it, you want to learn to master it, you want to learn the physical and mental aspects that will essentially aid you and be beneficial in every aspect of your life, then this channel is for you. You will need to do a few things, though, before you go watching these videos. You're going to have to forget all you know or think you know. You're going to have to go in with an empty cup. You're going to have to forget what you think you know from movies and videos you've seen online. And I can very easily post whatever someone might like in the form of forms and techniques and movements that are polished and perfect. That's quite easy for me at this point. That is not the point of this channel, though. But if that's what you need and want to see, reestablish my cred, easy enough. But if you're going to go into it with a full cup, thinking you know a lot, thinking you know more, thinking you actually understand, then why are you going there in the first place? You need to forget all you know and think you know about learning the sword, because I guarantee you, you are wrong. You are probably 100% wrong in your expectations. You need to forget about perfection and seeking perfection. You need to seek out error and failure and challenge. And you need to seek out things that will cause you to fail and do things incorrectly. Anyway, on that note, I'm going to leave things. If you have any questions, comments, leave them in the comment section. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.